getting a lot of static all of a sudden, Rick. Do you hear it on your end at all when I'm coming back at you?
No, your sound is pretty good. I switched antenna once. I did have some static. I don't know if that's us or the repeater. There's been some issues with the repeater, I think, lately, and I'm not exactly sure what, but I'm experimenting with antennas. I didn't put it up. A friend of mine did come and put it up for me because I'm not allowed on roofs anymore. Since that last fall and my broken back, I can't do a whole heck of a lot, but stuck a 430 megahertz 70 centimeter antenna up for me on top of my cross 2 meter vertical horizontal 10 element each way, and that's proven to be quite a bit. I've been playing with that. It was fine. SWR was almost flat on both horizontal and vertical. And then I put 430 or 70 megahertz, whichever you prefer, above it on the same mask. And that's proving that it raised my SWR to a 1.41. And that also raised the SWR on the 430. But it's working fine. I can handle anything below a 3-to-1, so... and I can match the antenna with it, but it seems to be working. So I'm, depending on which way I've got this thing turned, it does make a big difference on the SWR. And since I'm capable of about 9 watts, it's kind of a zinger because I got to watch what I do. If I forget to flip the switch and shut the amp off or just shut it off, period, because one of the antennas is only rated for smoke, the coil and everything that's inside of it right now. So I got to kind of remember more than I'm used to remembering. But it works. It works fine, other than a little higher SWR. So I got to figure if I move it further up, or if a friend of mine can move it further up for me, if that will bring the SWR down, or if I can change, it's on horizontal, my 430 right now, if I put it so it's maybe vertical and see what that does to it, I don't know. Life is so much fun when you're experimenting with all this good stuff, go ahead.